NPR News in Washington. I'm Craig Windham. A transition of political power on Capitol Hill today as Republicans take control of the House. And GOP leaders have an ambitious agenda. They plan to undo or repeal key parts of legislation passed by the previous Congress and backed by the president. Eric Cantor is the new House Republican leader.
It is a cut and grow majority. We're going to be about cutting spending and cutting the job-killing regulations that this administration has been about over the last 2 years.
Cantor says a vote is set for next week in the House to try to repeal the new health care law. Outgoing House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says that would be a mistake.
To say we're going to repeal it is, just as has been said by my colleagues, is to do very serious violence to the national debt and deficit.
So the battle lines are drawn, but first there will be a day of ceremony on Capitol Hill. That's where NPR's Paul Brown is this morning. He joins us now. Paul, what's the scene there?
A quiet scene at the Capitol, Craig. In many ways, a normal day. I'm standing at the Capitol steps looking across at the Supreme Court and the Library of Congress. And, you know, we've seen runners who would normally be out in their day-glow vests with some bicyclists, people just starting to arrive for work. And only within the past couple of minutes has the number of police cars started to increase. We've had a couple of hazardous materials trucks pulling in, a couple of ambulances. A big day at the Capitol, a lot of people here, and a car and truck pulled up with two canine patrol dogs, and they and their handlers have just moved into the Capitol.
So when will the actual ceremonies begin there, Paul?
The ceremonies, Craig, at noontime is the official swearing-in of Congress, and then there will be some smaller ceremonies later in the day. Just a few people, as I say, gathering now at this time to prepare for those ceremonies later in the day.
Thanks, Paul. That's NPR's Paul Brown on Capitol Hill. Security forces are on high alert in Pakistan today as huge crowds gathered for the state funeral of the governor of the powerful Punjab province, who was shot to death by one of his own security guards yesterday. The BBC's Aleem Makbul reports the funeral comes as the country begins 3 days of official mourning.
Amidst tight security, vast crowds gathered at the governor's official residence in the city of Lahore for his funeral prayers. Senior politicians, including Prime Minister Yousuf Raza Gilani, were in attendance. They're mourning the loss of one of the most outspoken liberal political figures in the country, one who'd recently taken it upon himself to defend religious minorities against discrimination. There are many conservative Pakistanis, though, who won't be grieving. Some Islamic fundamentalist groups have even celebrated, marking a division in Pakistani society that lies at the heart of so many of the issues the country's facing.
The BBC's Aleem Makbul. This is NPR News. A task force has been set up in northeastern Australia to help the region recover from the widespread flooding affecting that area. At least 9 people have died, and authorities say floodwaters have caused about $5 billion worth of damage. Queensland State Prime Minister Anna Bligh says huge challenges lie ahead.
We have a task to rebuild regional economies, to get the mining industry back and operational as quickly as we can, to support our farmers and primary producers to get back into production and get product to market as quickly as they can. And we have a massive task to rebuild regional communities and the infrastructure that supports them.
More than 200,000 people have been affected by the flooding in Australia. Hundreds of people are gathering in Las Vegas today for the annual Consumer Electronics Show. NPR's Laura Seidel got a look at some of the latest gadgets that will be on display.
This year, everything is connected to the internet, the car, the TV, the refrigerator. At the annual CES Unveiled Preview event, companies showed off devices that plugged into your car dashboard and monitored your car's condition. If the transmission needs fixing or you're almost out of oil, it sends a signal to your smartphone. There were internet-connected devices for seniors that send signals to their families or doctors if they aren't following their normal routine. The big show opens on Thursday morning, and the connected theme will continue with faster smartphones, connected computers, cameras, and TVs. The show continues to draw celebrities. The rapper 50 Cent is here representing an audio company, and Bob Marley's family will launch the House of Marley, several lines of eco-friendly audio products with names like Freedom, Jamming, and Destiny. Laura Seidel, NPR News, Las Vegas.
Then I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.
Support for